Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is visiting the White House today for talks with President Bush. The meeting wraps up a procession of Middle East visitors to Washington over the past week. The Bush administration has heard from Jordan's King Abdullah, the Speaker of the Palestinian Parliament, and Israel's Defense Minister. The focus of the meetings is Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and his weakened role as leader of the Palestinian Authority. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
This will be Ariel Sharon's fourth visit to the Bush White House. Yasser Arafat has yet to receive an invitation. The Bush administration holds Arafat largely responsible for the bloody impasse in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The administration maintains that Arafat could do more to stop attacks against Israelis, especially by people directly under his control. Frustration with Arafat turned to outrage last month with the discovery of an arms shipment, reportedly from Iran and apparently destined for the Palestinian territory. In testimony this week on Capitol Hill, Secretary of State Colin Powell said it's time for Arafat to choose between engagement with the U.S. for peace or the continued tolerance of violence.
I've made it clear to Chairman Arafat directly and to his associates that until the violence is ended, until there is an explanation for the ship, and then an understanding that these kinds of activities cannot take place any longer, it's going to be difficult to move forward.
Powell says Arafat should have known about the arms smuggling and may well have known. Israel's Prime Minister Sharon today is expected to urge the administration to forget about Arafat. Israel's Defense Minister Binyamin Ben-Eliezer delivered a similar message in Washington yesterday. Yasser Arafat, he said, is an obstacle to peace.
As long as he is the obstacle, he should be cornered. He should be neutralized. And I advise the Americans to open a dialogue with the other Palestinian leaders.
Edward Walker, former Assistant Secretary of State for the Near East, says the Israelis are not being realistic.
I don't know who Sharon wants to deal with. I mean, if he wants to have the same thing going on for the next 5 years, maybe it's realistic. I think the cost for Israel is too high.
Secretary of State Powell says the administration will maintain contact with Arafat and other Palestinian officials. He says the U.S. cannot afford to walk away from the Middle East conflict. But the administration has defined exactly what it wants from Arafat, saying it's time for him to make a strategic choice. Again, Edward Walker.
What he's got to understand is that the business as usual won't work. And this is one of the hard things for Arafat to recognize, that he can't just do his rope-a-dope and bob and weave and expect us to take it anymore. So it's not what he says, it's what he does.
State Department officials say that while the U.S. waits for Arafat to act, there are no immediate plans to return an emissary to the region to try to broker peace. Aides to Vice President Cheney have announced that he will visit Israel and eight other Middle East countries next month, but the focus, they say, is the larger war on terrorism. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.